Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of America's Crumbling Trendfrastructure. It's courtesy of Super Producer Brian. I am Jack. That is Miles.
Yes,
and
Cindy.
Here are some things that are trending. Twitter Circle. There's a new feature on Twitter called Twitter Circle. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this, Miles?
Oh, yeah. I love it. Because I think only about 150 people see my tweets. So I would then like to formalize that into a circle of smaller people who have access to my tweets.
Organize that group into a circle.
It's just like, you know, it's like Instagram's close friends thing.
Yeah.
When you do your stories and shit like that.
I remember when this was a thing on Facebook like 12 years ago when they were like,
okay, shots fired.
I don't know, like that's fine, like it's great. Like,
oh, okay, so you're a tough Twitter guy, huh? So you saw this 12 years ago on Facebook.
I remember when this was a trend 12 years ago, Miles. Bring me something else. Bring me something
new
fresher,
angle.
Kid.
Jack, at Jack, if you even work there. But yeah, I don't know, this is just cool, I guess, if you so care. I'm pretty private about most things anyway, unless I feel like the urge to tweet something. So
I'm pretty private about my tweets, which is why I make them bad, so only a few people see them. Like, to be honest though, I don't hate that Twitter is behind that. Like, you know, Facebook's whole thing is like move fast and break society, break human civilization, and you know, Twitter's like, no, we're gonna just go pretty slow.
They're also playing their part, Twitter, you know.
I'm sure, but like they're bad at it, which is kind of I find endearing. Like, their ads are so bad. I don't think I use Twitter probably 100 times more than any other social network, and I've clicked on multiple Instagram ads. I don't think I've ever clicked on a Twitter ad.
No, because they show up in the weirdest spot. Like, it disrupts the rhythm of it.
Yeah.
Or like those promoted tweets. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. It's like, dude, check out these epic clapbacks in the comment sections. I'm like, huh? And then I'm like,
They're like TV level in terms of their targeting. It's it's not
do better,
they seem
man.
To be like 25. No, it's great. I love how bad they are at their job. Please
rather than
keep
you
being bad.
Yeah. Rather than you clicking, it's like, hey man, miss your puka shells? You're like, ah, maybe Instagram. I'll see what it's about.
How does TikTok compare? Like, do they got ads?
You can kind of tell, man, because people talk like the flow is all fucked up.
Yeah,
like you go from real people talking to camera, and then ones that's like, guys, I need to tell you about something that's changing the world. And you're like, this is a fucking, and then I look at the bottom, like, there's the fucking, nope, gone.
Nah.
They're not convincing. Because they look, it's just a different energy. It's just a different energy level. Like, they just can't seamlessly blend in the advertising when, like, you have, like, sincere, like, people talking to camera is a lot of the content.
That's why I'm creating a Truman Show world full of people who are raised not realizing what they're creating is ads. So Ooh. They have that natural flow,
damn.
But they're actually doing ads for TikTok.
Oh, yeah, I
figured. That's the plan. All right. You didn't need that further
I mean, I knew, yeah, you made it pretty clear about two sentences before that, but I'd like just to reiterate.
So they're born like the film Truman Show starring Jim Carrey is the reference point, and mm-hmm. they're born in this world. Here, actually, can you just open up the link I just sent you?
Yep. Cool. Wait, it looks like
Mal. That's a trailer for the Truman Show. Except I've photoshopped dollar signs over all the trees. No,
Jack, this is what you sent me. Looks like a crudely animated short of Shrek making love to Groot. From Guardians
of the Galaxy. Shit. Wrong link. Don't look at that. Here.
Send it to me later.
Kid Rock is trending.
Yeah.
Baby.
This is stupid. This guy, Nick Adams, you know,
Nick Adams in
Twitter,
USA.
Nick Adams on USA has tweeted this thing. Because Taylor Swift, obviously, at the VMA, we touched on it, she's got an album coming out. And Nick Adams is like tweeting, quote, Kid Rock should release a new album the same day as Taylor Swift. People are craving real music with thought-provoking and emotional lyrics.
Ah.
Who better to give it to them than Kid Rock?
Is this
all caps,
guarantee
his album would outsell and outclass her.
Who? Is this a bit?
No, he's like a full-on, you know, right-wing person. He's from Australia, though.
Nick
Adams. Brian just sent us another one. He said June 23rd of this year, Kid Rock is far more popular than woke Beyonce.
That's so funny. Just he has like this fatal flaw where he's like, it's like the kid from Royal Tenenbaums who can't see how big things are. This guy just like can't accurately judge the popularity of Kid Rock.
Also, like, it's so sad, and it's like, it just has the vibe of like, I wish my dad would come home because he's like a hero, and blah, blah. It's like, that's not what's happening at all. You're soothing yourself with this idea. Also, I get it. Kid Rock probably wouldn't spend more than 3 weeks making an album anyway. So yeah, you might be able to get that done in time if he just heard you right now. So we're thinking about.
Damn. Kid Rock should make a movie. I guarantee it would win Best Picture out-earn Avatar 2. Nobody wants to see that.
That's what's so fucking... But the energy of this tweet is really hilarious to me. Because in his mind, the next thing is, and that'll show him.
Right.
Huh? Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Face you a bunch of losers. Nobody likes Taylor
what
Swift.
What could be more thought provoking than ba with da ba da bang da bang diggy 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 set the boogie set up jump the boogie.
Okay, which is now also, you're going to pull his old stuff. And oh, yes, wow. It was a little bit more cerebral than
also,
his new stuff.
You're ripping off a black artist. That's the Sugar Hill Gang. You want to say set up jump the boogie for the rhythm of the boogie to be. Come on now.
Yeah, but that's his old stuff. He's had much more original stuff like that new one that is basically a note-for-note remake of Werewolves of London.
You mean, what about We the People? Remember that one?
That one is good, actually.
But COVID's near! It's coming to town! We gotta act quick! Shut our borders down! Fuck you. Fuck you, you trust fund fake-ass whatever the fuck you are. Get out of here.
Amazing.
Fuck Facebook. Fuck Twitter too. Remember that shit? And the mainstream
the Twitter
media?
Too.
Fuck you too.
And that's what we're going to do. It's like your dad had to write a rap for like a work team
Wear
building.
Wear your mask.
Thing.
Take your pills. Now a whole generation's mentally ill.
I mean, bars. That like wow. The first one, no good, but fucking bars on that last one.
No bars.
No service, no bars. No bars. Google Play is trending.
Yeah.
This just pisses me off. All right.
Okay, Ted.
This ticks me right off. All right.
What's going on?
So Truth Social.
The president's
app. You call it Payless Twitter. I call it Truth Social.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And yes, I did capitalize the T in Truth and the C in Social, weirdly. Still not approved for the Android App Store.
Uh-huh.
Because of no content moderation? Give me a break, Google. What the frick? Wait, has it been approved at the Apple Store?
Yeah, it's just cooking. That's how people are using it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Apple.
It's wild.
Apple. You're the best company in the world, according to recent guests.
Yeah.
Not just company, people, force for good in the world.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just funny that
when Google
when they're like, bro, like, come on, man, it's the fucking violent rhetoric on there. What? Huh?
Yeah. Google. So, when Google stands up and is like, sorry, we can't do it, you know you're in trouble.
Yeah. Then it's bad. And even Google can't find a way to appease the mob. So,
All right. Let's take a quick break, Miles, shall we? And then we'll come back.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Fun.
I concur.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
And we're back. And so are labor unions. They're back, baby. Yeah. They're hot again.
Well, I mean, they're popular.
They're popping.
Not, they're not fully back where all the workers are represented.
Nah,
by a union,
this is
but
the,
they're popular.
I now can stop paying attention to the news. Labor unions are back. All right. Better than ever. No, so this is interesting. This is the news everywhere, but the top story on Yahoo, which is usually stuff like, you know, so Trump said this thing you'll never believe.
Yeah, or like, you know, Nicole Brown Simpson's last meal was this.
Right.
You won't guess how it was prepared.
So poll shows historic shift in attitudes about labor unions. They are more popular than they've ever been since 1965.
Big year.
When we actually had labor unions.
Big year.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, holy shit. Again, makes sense. You know, people are really realizing how fucked up their work situations are in a lot of cases. And they're like, if we act collectively, this is probably the way to make my life feel like something that isn't completely inhumane. So long may it last. I mean, the shitty part of it is this headline has probably triggered millions more in spending from like Amazon, Starbucks, Chipotle, like every, you know, a company that's like a mass employer. I'm sure they're probably in a group thread. They're like, okay, so they've probably already been on a group thread for years. What the fuck am I saying? But they're probably, right. Hey man, we need everybody throwing them. Like,
we need to ramp up really the fascism because this is getting out of hand.
So yeah, I say, you know, keep it going. If you see people picketing outside, find out what it's about and then make sure you're on the right side of that.
Macron. Trending because Donald Trump has apparently been bragging that he knows intimate details about Macron's sex life.
Oh.
And that is something that we talked about before, that like the intelligence reports that he has access to. This really, like a lot of the intelligence stuff just really triple underlines how much he should never have been the president.
Yeah.
That he has access. Like that, talk about somebody who just
flippantly.
Who cannot have access to that sort of information.
You know, like, this also, though, sounds like some shit he would say because he was humiliated by how horny Melania was.
Yeah.
When they first met. Remember, that was like a whole thing where they're like, yo, bro, like, Emmanuel is...
Wasn't it also Ivanka? Or was Ivanka... Ivanka was Trudeau, I think. And
or one of them. Whatever. Yeah. Woman that he covets was interacting with Macron, and I'm sure he's like, that feels like a thing. He's like, yeah, I mean, you know, I've got intel on how he fucks. Not good.
Not good.
And you're like, what? Like, someone's like, okay, so do you still want your chicken fried steak for lunch? Yes. Extra sloppy.
It is so inhumane that like the president of the United States has that information that like that you like go into a meeting and the president is just like, you know, has he looked at pictures of you and your wife having sex because there is such a thing as the CIA. That's dark, man. Bad country, bad timeline we live in.
Yeah, he's like, you know, I've got all the intel, we know all about him, how he looks naked, how he bones. Let's just say the French would call him a champignon. You're like, dude, that's you, sir.
Anyways, that is why. Just I like, now I want the tapes of them meeting where he's like dangling this information and like implying in very unsubtle terms that he like knows things about him and like teasing him for various things. Like, oh man. Anyways, Elon Musk is trending because. This is what he does. He went on Twitter, retweeted a BBC article about the death of the dinosaurs.
Okay.
Said, this will happen again, just a matter of time.
That's cool.
Which is true, like, probably true. Like, I think most scientists would agree with that, but it's like stoner, high school stoner, not even college stoner, but because
this is like
everybody's
about the Earth
like,
will explode, or the sun will explode eventually.
Oh my God. I had like a... older relative be like, the brain on that guy, huh? I mean, his level of thinking is just next level. And I think that's how most of the country thinks of him. And it's like, no, he's just...
He's a smart guy, but he shit posts.
He's a shit poster and he's good at branding and marketing.
Yeah, pull yourself up by your emerald laser.
By your emerald bootstraps like the rest of us.
Your emerald mine bootstraps, daddy. Also, I just love that his dad hates him, which makes perfect sense.
His dad, there's some wild shit with his dad that is too upsetting to mention.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I think we've already mentioned it, but.
Probably a full Behind the Bastards series.
Yeah. Anyways, Jackson, Mississippi is trending because of just as they discuss on It Could Happen Here, the crumbles, like as, you know, the climate crisis worsens. It's not this big, massive dystopia all of a sudden. What it looks like instead is just like various systems crumbling at various times and small scale dystopia. Jackson, Mississippi is without running water, without reliable running water for the foreseeable future. There will be no reliable running water in Jackson, impacting up to 180,000 people because of flooding and a water pump.
Yeah, and they're out here like distributing bottled water and saying like, try not to use it. If you have to use water, boil it for 3 minutes before like interacting with it internally.
Yeah.
The idea of being like, yeah, it's just so you know what's coming out of there is unusable.
Yeah.
Unless you properly sanitize it. This is because of the river was rising, right? Because of the flooding.
Yeah, there's flooding, but then a treatment plant got damaged.
Right. And like just like the knock-on effects of all of that. And this is kind of like, there was that story yesterday, I don't know if you saw, about one of like these like home insurance providers are kind of, they're beginning to look at if it's even possible to do business in Florida. And they're like, yeah, we might not be doing too much business there. Just with all the projections. And then that like Greenland ice cap. It was like zombie ice news too that came out. So a lot of stuff happening around us, huh?
Mm-hmm. Hey, a lot of stuff. You know what I mean?
A lot of stuff. Hey, but right now, it's fine.
Yeah.
And I'll hold on to that.
All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this August 30th. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Yeah. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.